Run around, run around, run around, throwing that dirt all on my name. Cause you knew that I knew that I knew that I'd call you up.
Hey, 各位好，欢迎来到听歌学英语栏目，我是主播 Candice， 你可以叫我小 C。Charlie Puth 性感的嗓音足够征服你吗？那今天的介绍的歌曲是来自于他的 Attention。在 Facebook 上有一个男生经常写到说他的前女友总是找他，但是呢只是拿他当备胎。他知道他的前女友是个渣女哈，但是呢还是没有办法从对他的爱中走出来，而前女友呢也是一直的在吊着他。Charlie Puth 看到了这件事情之后呢，就在想为什么这种类型的歌曲很少呢，所以呢也就产生了今天的这首 Attention。你只是想要我的关注而不是我的爱，蛮无奈的。那么在听音乐的过程中呢，我会给大家讲讲歌词中的英语知识，你可以在我的微信公众号小 C 音乐中回复关键词 Attention 来查看今天节目的文本内容以及歌曲的下载方式。好了，我们赶紧来听歌学英语。 You've been running around, running around, running around, throwing that dirt all on my name. Cause you knew that I knew that I knew that I'd call you upYou've been running round, running round, running round, throwing that dirt all on my name, cause you knew that, I knew that, I knew that I'd call you up. 你总是在四处兜圈到处的撒野，还把所有的污名呢都扣在我的头上，因为你我都知道这样的话我就会给你来电。Run round. 这个短语呢表示东奔西跑或者说是到处乱跑。当然呢你也可以说 run around.In the zoo, we saw many monkeys running around in the cage. 我们在动物园里看见许多猴子在笼子里跑来跑去。We saw many monkeys running around in the cage. 好，接下来这个词叫做 dirt. D-I-R-T, dirt. 这是一个名词，表示的是污泥、泥土、尘土这样的含义。那我们呢都知道 dirty 这个形容词表示是肮脏的 dirty。那么去掉词尾的 y 就是一个名词了，叫做 dirt, dirt, 泥土、尘土这样子的意思。Wash the dirt off your hands before dinner. 在吃晚饭之前呢，把你双手上的污垢给洗掉。Wash the dirt off your hands before dinner. 好了 ，dirt 作为名词呢，它还可以表示恶意中伤的话，或是流言蜚语。那么在英文里，如果你想要表达讲某人的坏话，可以怎么说呢？这里就教给大家一句非常好用的短语了，叫做 dig dirt about somebody. Dig dirt about somebody. 这里的 dig, D-I-G, 表示挖掘的意思。Dig dirt about somebody, 讲某人的坏话。比如说 he should think twice before he marries her, don't you think? Yeah, she doesn't seem to be crazy about him.I don't mean to dig dirt about her, but it seems that she's just after his money. 这段小对话大家听懂了吗？我们来一句一句的解释一下。He should think twice before he marries her, don't you think? 他在娶她之前呢，应该 think twice, 三思。Think twice. 那这个词呢，直译过来就是想两次，其实呢，对应的中文的表达是三思。He should think twice before he marries her, don't you think? 他在娶她之前应该三思，你觉得呢？ Yeah, she doesn't seem to be crazy about him. 好，这里有个短语叫做 seem to do something. 似乎好像这样子的意思。Seem to do something. 第二个短语 crazy about. 对别人疯狂，其实呢也就是痴迷。She doesn't seem to be crazy about him. 对啊，她看起来好像是不太喜欢他呢。I don't mean to dig dirt about her. 其实呢，我并非是有意要去讲她坏话。那这里呢，又有了一个新的短语，叫做 mean to do something， 表示有意、故意要做什么什么样的事情。I don't mean to dig dirt about her. 其实呢，我并非有意要去讲她的坏话。But it seems that， 但是呢，好像 she's just after his money. 她好像呢，只是追逐她的钱财，只是为了她的钱才嫁给他的。好了，现在我们来连起来把这段小对话再听一遍。He should think twice before marries her, don't you think? Yeah, she doesn't seem to be crazy about him. I don't mean to dig dirt about her, but it seems that she's just after his money. 好了，那么 dirty 这个形容词呢，其实除了我们所知道的肮脏的这样的意思以外呢，它还可以表示下流的这样子的意思，比如说 talk dirty 就是讲黄段子这样子的含义哈。 talk dirty 或是说脏话。那其实呢，你在想要表达别人真的很脏啊，比如说他从来都不打扫房间的话呢，其实你可以不必用到 dirty 这个字，而是用 messy messy 这样子的词语来表达。好了，那么说回 dirty， 它表示下流的、卑鄙的。那么名词 dirt 它可以表示下流的想法或者是下流话这样子的意思。比如说 be quiet， we don't want to hear that kind of dirt， 不要再说了，我们不想听那种下流话。 be quiet， we don't want to hear that kind of dirt。 好了，接下来这个短语叫做 call up， call up， 连读呢叫做 call up， call up。它基本的意思呢就是给某人打电话，比如说如果你在很早的时候生病了不想去上班，那你要跟你的领导请假的话，你可能会给他提前打一个电话，但是呢你要礼貌地告诉他说，请原谅我这么早来给你打电话。 Forgive me so early to call you up please， Forgive me so early to call you up please。好了， call up 还可以表示使某人想起什么什么样的事情。 callThe girl's face caught up in his mind the image of his dead wife. 这个女孩子的面貌呢，使她回想起了她死去的妻子的形象。我们放慢速度来听一下这个句子。 The girl's face caught up in his mind the image of his dead wife. 好了，最后呢 call up 还可以表示着急或是征兆这样子的意思。比如说 He was caught up at the beginning of the war.在战争开始的时候呢，他就被征召入伍了。He was called up at the beginning of the war. 现在我们来回顾一下前两句歌词。You've been running round, running round, running round. 你总是在四处的兜圈，到处的撒野。Throwing that dirt all on my name. 还把所有的污名啊，都扣在了我的头上。Cause you knew that, I knew that, I knew that I'd call you up.因为呢你我都知道这样的话我就会给你来电了。 I know that dress is karma, perfume regret. You got me thinking about when you were mine. 那身衣服呢就是祸的源头，而香水呢引来了一种罪恶的愧疚。你总是让我不断地想起那些你属于我的时候。这里呢第一个单词叫做 karmaKarma, K-A-R-M-A, Karma, 这个词呢表示因果报应或是因缘这样子意思。 Karma, I'd like to know what kind of karma I have for this woman. 我想知道和她之间到底有着怎样的 karma, 怎样的因缘。 I'd like to know what kind of karma I have for this woman. 好，接下来这单词叫做 perfume, perfume, P-E-R-F-U-M-E.表示香水或者香气。那么作为动词的时候呢，它可以表示洒香水或者是哪里香气弥漫。那么呢有一个动词短语叫做 perfume with， perfume with， 比如说 the garden was perfumed with roses， 就是那个花园充满了玫瑰的花香。 the garden was perfumed with roses。 现在我们来回顾一下歌词。 I know that dress is karma， 我知道呢那身衣服就是祸水的源头了。Perfume regret， 香水啊带来了一种 regret 歉疚的心理。 You got me thinking about， 你让我总是想起，想起什么呢？ When you were mine， 当你属于我的那些时候。Just want attention, I knew from the start. You're just making sure I'm never getting over you. 你只是想引起我的注意，从一开始呢我就心知肚明。你只是想确信我还是依然忘不掉你。首先来看到第一个重点单词叫做 attention, attention, A T T E N T I O N, attention.首先要讲到的是一个常用的动词短语叫做 pay attention to， 表示注意。比如说 he asked the students to pay more attention to their study， 他叫学生们把精力更多的放在学习上。接下来这短语 bring something to one's attention， 使某人注意某件事情。 bring something to one's attention， I brought this to his attention. 或是他注意到了这一点。I brought this to his attention. 好了，那么 attention 呢，其实还可以表示一种口令，叫做立正，立正 ，attention。那接下来呢，我们来了解一下相关的短语。第一个，稍息，就是稍微休息哈。At ease, at ease。向右看齐的话呢，我们可以说 right dress, right dress。向左看齐，那就是 left dress, left dress。如果向前看的话呢，叫做 eyes front, eyes front。好了，那其他的一些口令的话呢，由于时间关系就不一一说明了。如果大家有兴趣知道的话呢，在微信公众号小 C 音乐中回复关键词 attention， 可以看到这部分知识的扩展内容。那接下来的话呢，我们来了解到一个常用短语，叫做 from the start， from the start， 从一开始。 I knew it from the start， 从一开始呢我就知道。下一个短语 make sure， make sure 表示确信。比如说每次我出门的时候呢，我都知道我的门已经锁了，但是呢我还是想再确认一下。 I think the door's locked, but I'd better go and make sure. 我想呢门已经锁上了，已经是 locked, 但是呢我最好啊还是去查看一下。 I think the door's locked, but I'd better go and make sure. 好了，接下来呢我们来了解一下关于忘记这个词。忘记呢，我们有一个单词叫做 forget,forget, F-O-R-G-E-T, forget. 另外呢，歌词中提到的是一个短语 get over, get over. 这两个词有什么区别呢？首先 forget, 这个呢更强调忘记的这个意思，着重的是记忆上的。那么 get over 呢，其实更强调的是心理方面，就是表示已经释然了这样子的意思。我们来举个例子， I forget him, 就是我忘了他了。这句话呢更加着重于说我不记得他了。那么 I've got over him， 那这个短语呢你也可以翻译成说啊，我已经忘了他了，意思呢就是啊，怎么说呢，比如说你和他之间有过 relationship， 你和他曾经是男女朋友啊，但是你说 I've got over him， 就是我已经放手了，我已经决定去 move on， 我已经决定不再去想他了哈，决定继续向前看。或者说呢，你跟别人之间有一些过节，那么如果你说 I've got over him， 就是说你在心理上已经释然了，不会再去想那件事情了。那么这两句话 I forget him 和 I've got over him 两句话的区别你懂了吗？好，接下来呢 get over 其实还有一些其他的意思，比如说它可以表示克服， get over， She can't get over her shyness， 她没有办法去克服她的羞怯。She can't get over her shyness. Get over 还可以表示恢复过来，就是比如说从震惊啊、疾病啊，或者是损失等等等等这样的事物中间恢复过来。比如说 It took me a long time to get over my cold. 经过了好长的时间啊，我的感冒才好。It took me a long time to get over my cold. 好了，那么 get over 还有一个意思表示原谅， get over.I can't get over his rudeness. I never expected him to be that way. 我不能够原谅他的无礼，我从来没有想到哈他会这样子的。 I can't get over his rudeness. I never expected him to be that way. 正在播出的节目叫做听歌学英语，我是主播 Candice， 你可以叫我小 C。那么对于今天节目的文本内容呢，你只需要在微信公众号小 C 音乐中回复关键词 attention 就可以查看了。同时呢，你也可以看到歌曲的下载方式。那今天的节目就到这里，我们最后来完完整整的听一下这首歌。感谢你收听今天的节目，我们下期再见啦，拜拜。You've been running around, running around, running around, throwing that dirt all on my name. 'Cause you knew that I, knew that I, knew that I'd call you up. You've been going around, going around, going around every party in LA. 'Cause you knew that I, knew that I, knew that I'd be at one. Oh. I know that dress is karma, perfume regret. You got me thinking about when you were mine.You're not coming home with me tonight. You just want attention. You don't want my heart. Maybe you just hate the
karma, perfume regret. You got me thinking about when you were mine. And now I'm all up on you, what you expect. But you're not coming home with me tonight.